Welcome to the K-12 Breakdown with Brooks and Bronder, your daily podcast of the top education headlines from across the web. And now, here are your hosts, Mike and Susie.
Good morning and welcome to the K-12 Breakdown with Brooks and Bronder, except today we have a special guest. Our very own Leo Brem is joining us because Susie Brooks is in service. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mike.
It's great to have you here. Leo, we're going to go into one story in depth today about the teacher shortage. But in the meantime, why don't you start taking us through the headlines? What's coming across your desk?
Yeah, sure. Mike, you know, Micah Ward over at District Administration published a little thing about the three takeaways from the launch of the digital SAT. You remember taking the SATs, Mike? They were one of my favorite items to my members. I remember from high school. But anyway, she goes into covering about in the recent years how K-12 education has gone increasingly digital in assessments, you know, through test taking and obviously content delivery and consumption. And there's some takeaways here about students and staff after completing the SAT for the first time last weekend. Also in district administration talks about the Alaska governor, Dunleavy, vetoes a bipartisan education bill. Alaska Governor Dunleavy vetoed a bipartisan education bill that contained the largest nominal school funding increase in state history. The measure was billed as a compromise between progressive and conservative lawmakers. So that's unfortunate for the schools in Alaska. I'm going to turn it over to you, Mike.
Sure thing, Leo. There's also an article in the Salt Lake Tribune. After staying neutral for a year, Utah's largest teachers union opposes diverting money from education. Utah's largest teachers union now opposes a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow the state to use income tax money originally intended for education to support other state needs. Also in the Oklahoman, they talk about what led to Sean McDaniel's resignation as Oklahoma City Public Schools superintendent. And the emails seem to shine a light on that story. Communication issues between the Oklahoma City Public Schools superintendent and the district's board, particularly regarding charter schools, seem to be a source of friction leading to McDaniel's resignation.
Well, I'll take here a little bit from Naz Modan at the K-12 Dive. He tells us that superintendent pay fails to keep pace with inflation. According to a study from AASA, school districts' top leaders are making about $7,000 less than a decade ago when adjusted for inflation. So, and in K-12 leaders surveys this week's research and articles on teacher pay and added responsibilities. Mike, you want to walk us through that a little bit?
Sure thing. And it's interesting. I mean, in this case, we have a couple of articles talking about a shared trend, both in K-12 leadership, as well as in the classroom, all focused on pay and responsibilities. But yeah, there've been a lot of articles over the last few weeks, Leo, dealing with the teacher shortage and pressure on their wages and added responsibilities that they're finding. And I think that all of our listeners will sympathize with that. What we've done is we've summarized a bunch of those articles, trying to capture the key points, as well as some of the original research that we've been doing here at K-12 Leaders. And really, the teaching profession in the United States has been facing significant challenges in recent years. We all know this, with teacher shortages and stagnant wages becoming a major concern. A new report from the ADP Research Institute, authored by Jeff Nizaj, sheds light on this troubling issue. The U.S. has long struggled with the teacher shortage, a problem that worsened during and after the pandemic. Today, classroom professionals are in high demand but short supply, a classic economic imbalance that should lead to higher wages for teachers. However, Nizaj's research shows that teacher pay has lagged behind that of other U.S. workers, and this pay gap is widening. Using employment and wage data for public and private K-12 teachers, the ADP Research Institute built indexes to track employment trends. They found that openings for educators have increased dramatically since 2021, while employment levels remained relatively flat. In fact, teacher employment even fell in the months following the pandemic outbreak due to retirements and resignations. As of October 2023, teachers were earning an average of $68,000 a year, which is 8% less than the average for all U.S. workers. This pay gap has been widening, as it was only 3% in January of 2018. Nazaj notes that this comparison doesn't even consider the differences in education levels, which are generally higher among teachers, making the shrinking pay premium even more concerning. The ramifications of this imbalance and stagnant wages are clear, as Nazaj states. Stagnant wages and stressful work environments are pushing classroom experts to the exits and discouraging young people from joining the profession. The salary competitiveness has eroded, particularly for younger teachers aged 20 to 30, which could create or exacerbate labor shortages by discouraging potential educators from entering the field. Now, this is all from ADP's perspective, and ADP is, you may know, is a big payroll company. But Michael Ward from District Administration highlights the added responsibilities driving teachers out of the profession. Major culprits are the increased focus on student mental health and integrating ed tech since the pandemic. Ward cites the ADP report, noting this imbalance between demand and supply is a classic economic imbalance that should lead to higher wages. However, teacher pay is continuing to lag, making it difficult for districts to retain and recruit qualified educators. Aaliyah Wong, writing for US Today, further emphasized this supply and demand imbalance. Despite efforts to hire more teachers after the pandemic, the supply of prospective educators hasn't kept up with that demand. The number of teacher job openings surged since 2021, but as we've heard, employed educator numbers remained flat. For months after the pandemic's onset, the teaching force even shrank due to resignations and retirements. K-12 leaders conducted a survey early in 2022 that captured the real-time teacher data dissatisfaction data. Out of over 500, excuse me, out of over 500 responses nationwide, a staggering 67% reported moderate or high job dissatisfaction. Even more troubling, 88% said that they would leave given less than 1 month's notice when finding another job. The top cited concerns in that survey were lack of respect, which was 77%, compensation at 74%, scheduling and flexibility issues, 70%, and lack of professional growth opportunities, 65%. And then, if you recall, there was a lot of press about student behavior, and they cited right after the pandemic, and student behavior was also a major stress factor cited by 62% of the respondents. The collective findings from ADP, District Administration, USA Today, and K-12 leaders paint a worrisome picture. Urgent action is needed to address the imbalance between teacher demand and supply, stagnant wages driving educators away, and the added responsibilities that are exacerbating the retention crisis. However, Ward from District Administration cites some hopeful developments. Despite grim prospects, many states and school districts have made efforts this budgeting season to bolster the teaching profession by offering more meaningful wages. This week, senators in Missouri are voting to expand a state program that would pay for private school expenses or boost teacher salaries. And the Columbia, that's reported in the Columbia Missourian, and they report that if the measure becomes law, the minimum teacher salary would rise from $25,000 to $40,000 a year. In South Dakota, school districts may soon be raising their teacher salaries as well at a rate equal to the state's increase in education funding. That's from the South Dakota Searchlight. And last week, the state's legislature approved Senate Bill 127, which aims to raise average teacher pay, including salary and benefits. Compensation would increase by 97% of the increase approved by the legislature and the governor each year beginning July 1. Right now, we are 49th in the nation for average teacher salaries. This is simply unacceptable, said Senator Sidney Davis, Republican from Burbank, who declared that on the Senate floor. We need real accountability, and it's time to keep our promise to teachers. So thanks for letting me read that out, Leo. There's obviously a lot of thought going into this, and figuring out a solution going forward is in all of our best interests.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. I mean, you see in a lot of our articles today about funding of schools, with the ESSER cliff that has been mentioned in previous articles here on the breakdown. You know, I believe that we might see that shortage maybe lax because of the number of positions being cut, around the country. However, that is probably not a good thing in that sense of there still needs to be caring humans educating our children. So.
Right, and I think that's an easy thing for folks sitting behind a board table to forget.
Yeah, absolutely. What do we have next?
Right, so let's see. We have wrapping us up for today. We have Naz Modan from the K-12 Dive, who writes about
Oh, I
superintendent.
did that one, Mike.
Oh, you certainly did, didn't you?
I
Right.
did.
So
Yes.
let's see. So let's see if
Oh,
I.
I see. And
A wrap
we
up
got
here.
to we'll finish up with the journal. Yeah, the journal had an analysis on more oversight needed for middle school career exploration. This new report finds a vast difference between states valuing middle school career exploration and those with guidelines and accountability for implementing it in districts and schools. More oversight is needed. Yeah, I agree with this one as well. I believe we're not doing enough at that middle school level. I think we're putting too much pressure on the high school for students to explore some of their interests. And I, for one, really enjoyed my exploration in middle school and feel we should definitely be able to expand the horizons of our younger students. So I agree with this article. So please check it out at k12leaders.com at the breakdown.
That's right. So all of these articles and more can be found on k12leaders.com/breakdown. Leo, thanks a ton. I know that where are you today? You're up at in
I'm in
Vermont.
beautiful Burlington, Vermont, Mike, right here on Lake Champlain. I'm looking for Champ, the lake monster. No luck yet, but I'm attending the blended learning conference here, where we have panels of students talking about their virtual learning experiences today. And I'll be doing sharing my experiences with open education resources today with the crowd here. So I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic, Leo. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time out from that busy conference.
Well, not a problem. Thank you for having me. I mean, as we know, Brooks and Bronder is a great piece, and in order to fill in, you have to have a last name beginning with BNR. So,
Yeah,
luckily, I fit.
it's a shame that Carl Hooker is out of that rubric there.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. Well, this has been Bremen Bronder, and we're glad that you joined us today on the
Sorry,
K-12.
Susie.
Susie will be back with us next Tuesday. Until then, make good choices and have a great day at school, everybody.
That's right. Don't just get the cookie at lunch.